Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jimmy Piffle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Heath moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball four. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Vernon goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. Jimmy Piffle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piffle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to second. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Hudson moves to second. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hudson moves to third. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. Travis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Early fields it and throws to third for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to third. Weatherly moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Piffle throws to second for 1, and Bloodworth throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Heath scores. Weatherly scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vernon strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Vernon out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Piffle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piffle is 0 for 1 in the game. Piffle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Early and he is out, Bloodworth applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 2 in the game. Travis hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. Early strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Hudson drops the ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Piffle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piffle is 0-for-2 in the game. Piffle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Bolton pinch hits for Sid Hudson. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Welich pinch runs for Cliff Bolton. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Carrasquel now pitching. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards short. Piffle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-3 in the game. Travis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Travis moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-3 in the game. Early is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.